Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. For you. For you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Down the Farm Podcast, a Christmas edition. Also, something that I'm trying that is new. This we're titling Down the Farm Podcast Live in the Barn Sessions. Now, it's called Live in the Barn Sessions because it's the first time we're introducing music to the podcast. Now, my guest this week is none other than Harry Graydon, one of my best mates. We've grown up together, we've been to school together, junior and senior school, and one thing we've both shared a big passion through is music. We've been very lucky. We've been given a lot of opportunities to take on musical roles. That's leadership, playing in orchestras, playing in front of lots of live people, and live people. I mean, in front of like people who are watching. So live music. Come on, Henry. It's Christmas. For goodness sake, get it right. But yeah, it's been a real honour to be this man's friend, and now he wants to pursue his music career even further. So do I. But he wants to take it as a professional artist for you. Harry is amazing. He's taught himself how to play piano, guitar, and his vocals are absolutely outstanding. And now he's starting to create his own new EP for next year. He's already started doing gigs all around, and hopefully it's just going to get bigger and bigger for him. So for the first ever Down the Farm Podcast Live in the Barn session, please welcome Mr. Harry Graydon. Hazza, welcome to a Christmas edition of Down the Farm Podcast. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you looking forward to the Christmas season?
I am. I'm feeling very Christmassy, especially in here with a nice warm fire on.
So could you take us back to the start of your music career? What sort of brought you to the stage right now? What inspired you to become a musician?
I think the first thing was I was taking jazz piano lessons at about 14 or 15. And I came into the lesson one day and I asked him, could I sing along to one of the songs I was playing on the piano? And he said, yeah, okay, let's give it a go. And, you know, so I played it, and the director of music at Malvern College heard, and he got me to play in front of the, you know, most of the school at the morning assembly the next morning. And that sort of just threw me straight in the deep end. And I felt like, you know, this is something I could get behind, and it was really enjoyable.
So you think the progress of actually performing in front of more and more people sort of sparked you to create more and more music and your confidence? Do you think that's a good thing that schools offer that?
Yeah, I think it's massively. I always liked being on the stage. I liked acting a lot when I was younger. And when, you know, when I realised I could sing and have people listen to me at the same time and get that similar thrill, you know, it was something I just wanted to carry on doing. So I kept on going, and it's, you know, it's led me to where I am, I suppose.
Absolutely. So that's going to lead us on to you playing your first song. What are you going to be playing for us first on our Down on the Farm live barn session?
Here we go. Right, so what I'm going to play is a song by a man who really heavily inspired me to pick up the guitar, by the name of Passenger. It's not Let Her Go, because I know that's the most famous one, but it's a song I played when I actually left Malvern College, as sort of an homage to the fact that it's the place which sort of brought out the music in me. So, yeah, you might know the words, Cubs.
I might do.
Well, I don't know how and I don't know why. When something's living, you can't see it die. You feel like laughing and you start to cry. I don't know how and I don't know why. Well, I don't have many and I don't have much.
In fact, I don't have any, but I've got enough. Because I know those eyes and I know that touch. I don't have many and I don't have much. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. For you. Well, I don't know where and I don't know when. I know we'll be lovers again. I see you someday before the end. I don't know where and I don't know when. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. 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 For you. For you. Oh.
Yeah, thank you very much. Been a while since I played that one.
Yeah, that's great, Harry. Thank you. I was sort of looking around the room, and we've got two of our mates here, and they couldn't look less interested in that. But I want to say the music that you play. So you obviously guitar and piano. Is that your most interested in creating? You country style? Is that correct?
It's a mix. I think for the resources I have at the moment, as I'm going solo, it's easier just to keep to just a guitar by myself. So whether it's something like Light Hearts on Fire, which is sort of a bit folky with the way it's sort of picked, and then a country song, which can obviously be easily strummed, like a bit of Zach Bryan, that's all quite easy along the ear. It's easy to play and it's easy for me to sing. But, you know, when eventually, if there is eventually, then there's a band or whatever or not, then I can branch out into different genres.
Absolutely. And is there an upcoming EP I hear?
Yeah, I think that in August there should be at least 4 of my own songs out. So a good friend of mine is going to help me record a few of them. Yeah, and hopefully that goes all smoothly, and that's out by the end of the year, by the end of the... By my 20th birthday, I'm hoping.
Your 20th birthday. But
by my 20th birthday.
And is that the plan? Just keep touring for now. I mean, I say touring, but
get as many
gigs as you can.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's opportunities everywhere if you look for them. So I've got to try and make the most of everyone I get. And you know, I know a few people who are really helpful to me and can sort me out playing in front of a few of their mates and family members and stuff. So it's all about the experience and who you know. So I'm quite lucky on that front.
Absolutely. And what's the next song you'll be playing for us?
So this is an original song which I wrote probably around last year. It's called Evergreen. It's the one I've played most at my gigs, and it's probably my favourite one I've written, so I thought I might as well give it here for you guys. Thank you.
My hands rest on your waist, and I'm stood here looking at your pretty face. Take a deep breath, let your eyes stream. As you turn around, you say to me, evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be evergreen. In the winter, nothing grows. It's where we find ourselves in the snow. Seeds fall onto hard ground. What was lost can be found. Evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be. So slowly I fell into the loving arms I will adore. What I've now I was always looking for. Evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be evergreen, evergreen. You and I will always be evergreen.
Thank you. That's great, mate.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.
I just want to finish with, how can people contact you, get to follow you?
Well, at the moment, I'm sort of limited to the Instagram, which is just my namesake, Harry Graydon, with the... obviously the official after Harry Graydon official to make sure everybody knows it's the real one.
TikTok and stuff like that.
There's a bit on TikTok as well, you know, under the same name.
And anyone can get in contact with gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You can get, yeah, anything. You're happy to get in contact with you.
Yeah, pretty much. Any absolutely anything, whether it's a video request or, you know, something they think I should try out, or, you know, if they want to play it, exactly, anything.
Well, finally, Harry, just going to wish you a happy Christmas, a new year. Good luck for 2025. I think some really exciting stuff ahead for you, and for all of us, hopefully. And that new EP later next year.
Exciting but stuff.
Give Harry a follow. And yeah.
Super. Anyway,
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me on, mate. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that short taste of what Harry has to offer for music, and his new EP hopefully coming out later this year. And if you want to follow him all over social media, get in contact, give him a follow. He's always releasing new music and new covers. And of course, if you want to get in touch to book him, he'd be more than happy for you to reach out. So hopefully you enjoyed this new Live in the Barn session. And that is it for obviously this year on Down the Farm podcast. Thank you for everybody who's been listening, tuning in, giving feedback, etc. And we'll be back some point mid to late next year with a brand new series. And something very exciting that we're going to be working on over the next couple of months. Of course, don't be afraid to go and check out all our social media pages at Down on the Farm Podcast, and go and check out Harry as well. And most of all, have yourselves a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year, everybody. Thank you for everyone who's been listening again, and hopefully we'll speak some point in the new year. Stay safe, everybody. Don't get too pissed, and merry Christmas.